ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on or may be visiting. Thank you.
In harm's way, you can see why crime's right. They see palm age, I see high price. Now we seeing dark people living on the bright side. Shit's changed, still I gotta keep my eyes wide. Why lie? Every now and then me have a dry cry. Sizzler, knocking out the weed into my Rizzler. Reminisce stuff like old school, me and Twister. Them say I'm always kicking off, but I never been a baller. I've been trying to stay calm to tell all of them for guan if they want it. And now I'm trying to do better. Couple little bread, I want to step up. And I don't want to have the rope with the bread. When we say Western season, that means Western for life. Took some L's, but these men are my brethren for life. Took a break from the socials, I was resting. My mind can't lie, man, that shit was depressing at time. Probation, I've been walking on my tiptoes. Stop me from performing at some big shows. I know I gotta pay the price, but my kids don't. Suicidal thoughts, I have you hanging from a thick rope. Sometimes I feel solo, like they left me on my solo. I just take a drive and think, listening to Polo. I'm a G, it stands for genuine. People really don't know that I'm trying to get a lump. And I ain't talking about a cold cold. Dumb niggas think I'm dumb. Dumb niggas, they need dumb dumbs. Done already, done with them niggas. And I mean done, done. Up and down like a seesaw. Like 3-4 plus 3 more from D chords. Then I double back upon these chords.
They say I'm always kicking off, but I've never been a baller. I've been trying to make up and tell all of them what they want. And now I'm gonna do better. Something to compare to what they say.
Fuckers call me Big L, yeah? Nothing could change. Ain't no smart on me, so I use my government name. You can find me by a gun or a blade. Yeah, I took a couple L's, but the W's came. I'm from the West, double V's up in the chain. They say life's a game, but I'm nothing to play with. I keep it real, but they're loving the fake shit. I want cream, but they're loving the flakes. I'm just one hunter, done dada. If we dropping, then it's a long summer. I'm this sick, cause I've been spitting from a young gunner. It was never a dream, kinda uncovered. I'm awake, nigga. Tell me, how can I be woken and sedate niggas? How can you be broken and gadate niggas? Need to step your game up, cause now a milli ain't enough unless it's 8 figures. You ever hugged your mum with a bulletproof vest on? It's kinda awkward. Need to listen when I talk, I'm kinda important. If rap don't work, niggas getting extorted. But I'm about peace, love, till you get it contorted. I just wanna level niggas, I beg you support it. Still stand tall even when they ain't applauding. These days you can see me cutting through the forest. Mountain air gate, all reasoning with the florist. I just keep it real modest. Tranquilo, papito, I'll be honest. I'm still trying to find solace. Till then, firewood burning in the cottage. Some jazz, red wine, I'm nice. Now I'm like these rappers, nigga, read between the lines, trust me. This here's just Fergay. That's a fact. This here Fergay, don't know what you heard, yeah. This here Fergay, don't know what you heard, yeah. This here Fergay, don't know what you heard, my nigga.
It's Western season.
Now we don't need a reason. Walk on up. Since
Uptown in the wagon with me G's. Then they take me dark now. Well, I'm just a liquor demon. With the members I feel build a couple trees. Best believe I lee clean up in every region. Life sweet but not sweet like me desi. Them a talk about me like they talk about messy. In my zone, yeah, me the girl get wet to it. In the West, but it not confetti. I'm a real dogs around me, they still been in the blood for far in a day. Me have to drop a couple of was around for the frill. Me doggy have a screw loose, you done know the drill. Me and my brothers been around 8 summers. Original, no covers. No more suffer. from the west, yeah, you know somehow we run. If you're not with the program, you know fire fi burn. And me been through the pain, so now everything gone on. When me light up the green, me can feel it in me lung. See the unknown caller, me no answer. Them the student, me are the grandmaster. Me weakness, girl, that's a good dancer. She wind up slow, then she get faster. They can't dim my light, to the most I protect me life. In the battlefield, we survive. Don't know the vibes when we arrive. Even in the nightlife, no, the demons can't come by. In the battlefield, we survive. Don't know the vibes when we arrive.
You tuned in to Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. I'm your host, Issa Arian. And for the next hour, listen, we're going to go down a few paths. Got there's lots of stuff going on this week. I mean, I feel like there's stuff going on every week. But today, it's particularly funny because it's funny in all the right ways, like all the ways that we want it to be. We're broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam, Coast Salish, Tsleil-Waututh, Squamish territories here, live from the most western part of the Lower Mainland here on UBC's campus. You know, we get to do it in this beautiful studio here at CITR, and I say every week, listen, you are free, encouraged actually, to donate to CITR. And if you don't want to, you know, just give money, you're just like, you know, I need to get something back for my money, because I understand that. Sometimes you're like, you know what, I would love to donate, but I just need to get a little bit of something back. Well, good for you. The Shindig is coming up this fall, so I don't know if you know what the Shindig is, but if you don't, you should. Listen, it's like a battle of the bands. There's 16 bands. They play all over downtown. It's a few nights, so you get to go to a few shows, and you can see the winner. Listen, I've had some incredible bands perform there before. Honestly, it's a great time, and you get to see, like, you know, what are, you know, some of the burgeoning acts that are going on in the city, because listen, there's people work really hard. I feel like, you know, you get to that level, yeah, at that level, you want to be in the Shindig, you're putting in the work, you know, that. So you should go support, or if you have a band, you should go register at CITR. That's it, because only 16 bands, so there's actually tryouts to, like, get in, so you should go check it out. If you are in the Lower Mainland, or maybe you're listening from far away because you're like, you know what, like, I miss home a little bit, so you're just listening to some 101.9, you know, maybe you're listening to CITR this year, maybe you had a friend. Your friend told you, oh, wow, there's this great show at 11 p.m., 10 p.m., and you should listen to it. Well, you've probably been noticing that the weather here has been crazy. This is honestly a crazy September. I was looking at, you know, I coached the little kid football, so I was looking at a game we played last year versus the team we're going to play next year, because that's what football coaches do. You just spend your time watching stuff, just trying to, you know, just trying to tweak things a little bit anyways. And I realized that the game I was watching was from September last year, 2021, and it was so rainy, so cold. And I remember it not even being the first rainy or first cold game. And so, you know, our game this past weekend, I was like, wow, it's hot as shit out here. There was people out there, you know, tank tops and just enjoying themselves. Then we went down to the beach and you're like, wow, this feels like a summer day. That's beautiful. And I just think, like, you couldn't be more lucky to be in Vancouver, at least at this particular moment. I feel, you know, especially when it comes to just the weather, like, global warming for us is just making it just right. Like, I know that we get the smoke sometimes from the wildfires. Like, we don't even have to deal with the wildfires, really. Especially if you can hear this radio show through your FM radio, you're close enough where we're living on the benefit of global warming. Like, not only on the benefit of global warming, but so many global weather catastrophes going on simultaneously. There is a typhoon, which is what I learned just a few years ago is just a hurricane in the Southern Hemisphere, which is about to hit Indonesia. And then we have hurricanes that are coming through the Caribbean. You know, we have the flooding in Pakistan, and I'm sure that there's way more ecological disasters that I haven't heard about yet. Just give it a few hours for the news cycle, there will be something. And we live in beautiful British Columbia, particularly in this region. And it was just like 24 degrees with sunshine, and even took the boat out. It was like 15 knots. I was like, wow, this could not have been better weather. So, you know, for the next maybe, you know, a few decades as we get to enjoy the earth, you know, this is not a bad place to be. When we come back, honestly, I have a lot of good music. I have a lot of good music to play. Too much music, because I like to hear myself talk. So, like, there's a definite balance between how much music, great music, I want to listen to and share with you all, versus like how much do I need to speak. But if you'd like to speak, you're welcome to call in at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And we're going to talk a lot about what's going on here in BC, because there's a lot of news. And especially if you live in the city, you are going to want to hear it. We'll be right back.
Faded paint on your Impala. Red is never gonna look the same. Even when the sky at end of day is lighting up your face like portraits hang in your apartment. Never have they looked at me that way. I can't help but wonder what they say as they catch the day. But when you look in my eyes, the way you look in my eyes, it kills me every time. Driving around the city with my eyes closed, no phone, in the afterglow, it was you and me. But when you look in my eyes, the way you look in my eyes, it fills me with desire. If the winter sky is falling, you are all I want. I can't do anything. Darkest shit, you got your battles with enemies who live inside your head. Hands are tied in. Are burning red, nothing left unsaid, no. But when you look in my eyes, the way you look in my eyes, it kills me every time. Driving around the city with my eyes closed, no phone, in the afterglow, it was you and me. When the sky is falling, you are all I want. I can't do anything. We'll
back with off the. Oh wow, the mics. I changed mics. Sounds so different. You're back with off the beam path here on 101.9, CITR.CN. What am I talking about? Jesus. What am I talking about? This week has been a pretty wild week. If you have not been on your P's and Q's, like. Well, that's what my mom would say. If you just honestly haven't been paying attention, I feel that like one of the things about Vancouver for me is it has made it so easy. I feel like to lose like a sense of looking around, you know, like that. I don't know. For me, like I like need to work on that because like I feel like when I go back home, I just it takes me like a few days to adjust to like be able to. Just feel like I can feel the energy, like I'm just like looking around how I should. I'm watching everything, you know, just keep my eyes. My eyes are still open, way more than people in Vancouver. Anyways, sorry, that's not to talk about me because honestly, some terrible things have happened. A few people have been getting hit by cars lately. Like it's like it's becoming like a thing. Like they talk about it in my neighborhood Facebook group, and there was a woman who was hit in the West End. By a bus just today, and I don't know if it feels like it just there's just more people on the road, and or just like less people paying less attention. Because what I notice is that there's a lot of people who roll at red lights. I mean, roll at stop signs. So listen, if you're one of those people who rolls through stop signs, even when there's nobody there, I don't like you. Like. I have had to teach myself to not be in a rush all the time. I feel like there was a time in my life where I used to just be in a rush, just trying to get to places and move quickly to places and to go to different places and just be in a rush all the time. And so I had to to slow myself down. And I feel like that's just... the things that some people need to do is that you don't really need to roll through a stop sign. Like it doesn't, it's actually not going to change how fast you get anywhere. Like I have rolled through stop signs in Baltimore, like because that's not a place where I feel where I was at. I felt fully, it wasn't the smart decision to stop at the stop sign, but that's the only place. Would never, you know, in Kitsilano, there's nothing really need to be worried about except for hitting a biker or a pedestrian. If you're listening to this in your car and you're one of those people who rolls through stop signs, I just wish you wouldn't. And just think about that. Think about me. Think about you could hit me in the car or you could hit somebody you actually like. Also, something that's been going on, at least according to the Vancouver police, is that people are getting robbed on Facebook Marketplace. So people bring something to sell. Typically it's somebody trying to buy something and, you know, like a phone or something electronic, something that costs a lot of money, a watch. Just yesterday, somebody got pulled a gun on them to buy a fancy watch. You know, somebody has snatched swipe phones, pulled a knife out on people. So if you're selling things on Facebook Marketplace, you should... be safe. And you know, these people all met up in public places, so being in a public place doesn't necessarily stop you, but it sounds like they had like a ring going on because two people who were robbed, these people then jumped in a getaway car. Just people people react to inflation in different ways. You know, we talked in the show about some people got two full-time jobs. Well, some people had to get to work. When we come back, I was going to try to bury the lead so you listen to the song. One, the song is great, so I think you'll just listen to anyways, but also what you're going to hear is kind of crazy. So we've talked about this, you know, several years ago here on the show about the U.S. Space Force. And how ridiculous it is that they spend the money that they do on the U.S. Space Force. And when we get back, after like a good song. We're going to listen to what they have been spending my hard-earned tax dollars on.
Always leave a party before it start, cause niggas like to come and shoot it up. Confetti holes in your body, leaning out the window for the rush. Yellow tooth slug in my face, snug in the backseat with the suede. Polar pot cut to the brim, ice in it sound like snakes. Juice in it got me halfway, I don't give a fuck what they think. One-sided story with you hoes, I keep these boys mad with me though. You bitter when you giving me advice, that jealousy be present in your tongue. Had to learn to do it on my own, so keep these niggas on my payroll. And I walk tall, saucy in the rain, letting Henny talk, paraphrase. Billy eyes like glaze. She niggas tryna put a wall over eyesight like shades. You can even see it for yourself. Devil like the wear double face. Back row on the joy ride. When I'm in the county, we slide. Went home, sauced up nice. Yeah. Every time shit would hit the fan, you the only one I could depend on. We ain't used to seeing eye to eye, but you ain't gotta see the Philly vibe.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. You know, tell a friend to donate to CITR.ca. You know, that's why we do it. It's for the community. So the U.S. Space Force is like a thing. They have uniforms and everything. And, you know, once you get a uniform, then this is obviously the next step. I'm just going to play a small clip from you from the USA Today. And... just listen, just tune in.
Away we go. Alive we become. Rejuvenated.
First of all, we wanted a song that spoke to our guardians, that brought to life our motto, Semper Super, always above. And I got a text from a gentleman named Jamie Teichner. Jamie was a Nashville singer-songwriter.
I wanted to make sure that everything that was in the song would adequately represent all the capabilities that our Space Force is involved with.
That's the second time I listened to it, maybe the third. I'm like, I feel like this entire existence that we have is a big joke, you know? Like, I feel that it's just, it can't be serious. It just can't be serious. When I listen to that, you're like, that is someone's job in the military. Like, we've talked about in the show. I mean, these things are a lot more complicated, right, than obviously I understand. However, what I can understand is that we have, you know, an inflated military budget. And instead of having, you know, our politicians having, like, legitimate conversations around what a military is, what it's supposed to do, what do we feel like it should, its role should be, we just have a Space Force. And it's like Space Force isn't even a part of NASA. Like, I was watching something on NASA where NASA says that they were able to deflect this asteroid that you know, was the size of a football field, you know, way, way far away. And I'm like, you know, it sounds made up, but cool. And I was like, you know, it feels like theater, right? And then I'm like, I looked at Space Force. I'm like, this is ridiculous. I just don't understand, like, how is that not a talking point that just people, politicians are just like, why are we doing this? It's just like not even in the conversation they've generally agreed upon it, at least to not talk about whose idea and, you know, who maintains this. So maybe there's like this big necessary space force that is necessary, you know, it's this necessary space force that we just have no idea what are the things that they are saving us from, because I don't know. But also, if that's the battle song that they're going in to save us with, I just don't think that it will be. I just can't imagine us winning with that fight song. Also, it just feels as if, you know, we are. I mean, I feel like we're reaching our limit of like what we feel like our imagination is. Like, I just feel like this is something that we have just been looking into for far too long. It's like, well, one, maybe there is things, you know, in space that we need to protect ourselves from, but also like, what about the things that are here and now? And one of those things is that, you know, we not only can we just not be satisfied with being on this planet, we can't be satisfied with the amount of energy that we consume. I saw a story today that suggested that scientists try to understand how we can harness energy from volcanoes. The article specifically states that volcanoes should be used to generate green energy, and we hope scientists can figure out how. And I find that, while interesting, is that I feel that these things are never asking the right questions. And one of those questions is, why do we have this continued in ever increasing need for energy? Like, I'm just human being, you know, I only can use a particular amount of energy per day. My energy intake has been fairly consistent throughout my life. You know, I don't really feel like there's been too many spikes. But, you know, so we continue to consume more and more and more. More eventually, you're gonna have to figure out that maybe finding more energy isn't the solutions, but that just continued to be the solutions that we get shown. And it's kind of scary, because every time we try to control some aspect of the environment, something gets a lot worse. And like I said earlier, like, we live in BC, right here in the Lower Mainland. It's not gonna get worse for us. At least that's not what it feels like. You know, maybe that's just some type of false sense of security, right? I should knock on some wood, because I'm like right before that massive earthquake that's supposed to hit here. Yeah, I just put myself into a low. So we're going to listen to some music to get us back up. But after that, it's just straight funny, straight heat for you. Maybe, you know, maybe I'll even turn it up a little bit. You know, we'll get the energy moving. Maybe you should stand up. I'm not standing up, but you can.
I just want you to fit my life, but the pieces are complicated. We've been doing it wrong. We just need some compromising. Listening, I'm still trying.
talking on facts. It's the cap moving too fast. Let's recap. Say we kick back, we'll be left. Moving too fast. Let's recap. Not focus on facts. It's the cap moving too fast. Let's recap.
You know, every once in a while, the CBC comes out with an article that I'm like, you know what? I agree. The CBC, they asked a question. It was a poll, and it said, should applicants be paid for job interviews? And I think, yes. I don't know about you all, but you ever been to a job interview that had, you're like, another round? And they're like, yes, another round. And it's like, another round and another round. Another round. I should be compensated for this. You've taken up 2 or 3 weeks of my time. Especially if you don't get the job. Wow. Terrible. So, I find that there's sometimes, every once in a while, I find in local politics, if you're looking, you can find, you know, a decision that you're like, wow, that makes a lot of sense. I'm glad that they are thoughtful and they think about that. Like in Euclid. I just read that, well, in the past 5 years, there's been an increase from 8 bed and breakfast to 96 bed and breakfast. And so, like, you know, and so they're trying to cut down on people being able to Airbnb in Euclid because they don't want Euclid to turn into Tofino. And I can understand. I've been to Euclid. It's really nice. I've never been to Tofino, but they tell me that it's just like a busier Euclid. And I thought, it was perfect. It was fine. Euclid also has like the nicest tree I've ever seen. You should go check it out. Like, honestly, it would be worth going there just to see this tree. The tree was magnificent. You just got a feeling from it. And if you never had a feeling from a tree, then you need to definitely go see this one. Euclid came up with this rule and this bylaw that said if you have a bed and breakfast, then the primary door for like all of the units are, you know, there's only a limit to 3 units and everybody has to use the front door as a primary door. So like you and the person who owns the bed and breakfast has to have that as their primary residence. So you still try to cut down on Airbnbs, which is so interesting because how annoying would it be if you were trying to get Airbnb, but people had to come in and out of your front door. And the people, and also, like, you wouldn't want to stay at somebody's house if you had to come in out of the front door. You're seeing them sitting on the couch, kicking it. You're like, I don't want to be here. You know, I'm going to get a hotel. Or you're just going to, you know, do something else. You know, stay in one of those cabins or something like that. But I definitely understand that politicians should, I just applaud the creativity and just the idea that you should, you know, can think outside the box. Because sometimes you get stories like this one where, I don't know, if you've been down at Kiefer. If you've been down to the Kiefer, but I'm sure if you have the Kiefer Bar, if you've been there, then you'll notice that the Kiefer Yard, which is like that, was the abandoned parking lot pre-COVID. And then since COVID, because of COVID and because of the restrictions and how you needed more space, you know, the Kiefer Bar had that extension of the Kiefer Yard where people were going there. They had mini golf in there. It was nice, a little, you know, they had swing set in there. It was nice little booths and like a nice bar area, but that was like outside, but it wasn't outside. And it was a nice space, and a space that was able to open up during COVID and, you know, in a way that was able to, you know, keep people more safe. Well, just this past week, they've had to shut down the Kiefer Yard because of permit issues with the city. And I just think that sometimes the city can just be a little slow, and like in a way that it's just like, why does that not make any sense? Now, I'm sure, you know, it's too complicated, you know, that to figure it out, but it just seems as if permits, you know, shouldn't be something that has already you know, created like an atmosphere, a space just for people to, I know because there they serve non-alcoholic drinks, people just there to hang out and just a nice space. I feel like, you know, Vancouver doesn't have the most spaces that are just kind of chill. And right before the winter time, the city taking one covered one away. Doesn't make any sense. Well, this week and the next 2 weeks are some of my favorite time of the year. So it's the Vancouver International Film Festival. It opens on Thursday on September 29th. And it's kind of crazy. It's already October, but this is the first one back like in person, the first VIFF back in person since 2019. And so there's so many good films. There's so many good talks that I suggest. I suggest that you go check them out. Here on the show next week and the week after, we'll have a few actors on who are in some movies, some that have been on Crimes and Treasons before and some that have not. And we'll do some movie reviews for you, and then also some movie previews so that you can go and you can go check them out. I think it'll be a good time. VIFF is always a good time. Like, I suggest that if you listen to the show, then you probably like hearing other people talk as well. And they have some great talks. They also have some just great, like, kind of, they say, they call them workshops, but they really just talk. They call them workshops, really just talks. But I would suggest going to them because there's so many of the people who you want to hear from, especially if you listen to the show, you probably, you know, like music and you like, you know, films and you like, you know, you just want to see people doing their thing. I find that VIFF is like it's a good opportunity to just go see people who just really like their craft and that, you know, and they put so much work into it. And so I find film festivals should, for me, to just feel so good. I don't know. You can hear it in my voice. I just love it. So you should go check it out. When we got back, honestly, I don't know if you've heard. There is some stuff. I mean, I'll say Mississippi. You're like, oh, yeah, there's probably some race shit going down. But there has been. And I finally get to talk about it because I got to talk about it within the project that I did. And I can tell you a little bit about it when we get back. Back it off the beaten path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. You can call in at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. So we do this, I would say, about once a week. They try to glamorize, you know, someone who has found themselves down in their luck and living in, you know, but they what they call, you know, alternative housing, like living in a van or living in a boat, living, you know, I mean, some people make those decisions. Some people are forced into those decisions. And so I was reading this story today about this man who says he was fed up, unable to find his home, find a home, him and his wife. And so he built a house boat from recycling bins, road signs, some plywood, and some 2x4s. And it just goes to, I mean, you know, it goes to show, like, if you read the story, you're like, wow. One, I just always feel, you know, pretty fortunate, the one that I, you know, have housing. And, you know, my housing is pretty stable, rather stable. So, you know, you read stories like, you know, living in tents for 8 years, being on lists, you know, to try to get even into a shelter, you know, try to get into any type of housing in BC here and in Alberta, and just feeling like, you know, this is just your last resort with a pregnant wife, seems so tough and bleak. And, you know, as someone who's looking for an apartment, you're like, I personally don't understand how anybody lives by themselves. Like, as I'm gonna say anybody, like, I feel like I'm very fortunate, you know, from the money that I make, that I feel like, okay, I think I can afford to live by myself. I don't understand how some of the people are making that determination when rent is so high. And so I can understand, you know, feeling like you don't have any options. You just got to go to the sea, because I feel the same way sometimes. And I can't afford it. I couldn't imagine, if I couldn't afford it, what that would feel like. And in that same story, in that same idea, like reading stories, like thinking about what to talk about today, that same story had, you know, there's stories about us having electric taxis, and, you know, they always say this, you know, they might be here sooner than you think. You know, they told me flying cars would be here sooner than I think too. and yet to see one of those. But this I could see, because like at first I was reading it, and honestly, like, I'll tell you my thought process. My thought process was, electric taxis sooner than we think. Yeah, right. You know, and my first was like, yeah, it sounds like, you know, one of those things that they say, you know, one of those things that they say, oh yeah, you know, we'll just have those, always some type of new technology, like those robot dogs. I mean, I guess that really came to fruition because I've been seeing them on the internet, but like, they were talking about those robot dogs for like 20 years before they actually came in and started doing something. I'm sure, you know, from what we've seen, they've probably been able to do it for 20 years, but who knows? Because this is exactly how, sorry, got off track. This is exactly how I thought. And then it was like, oh yeah, you know, maybe people could use it to move stuff. Like, it's like a big drone. And I was like, yeah, they could probably make a drone big enough to like move things around the city and just things buzzing around. They probably make big drones. And I was like, of course they can. There's somebody sitting in Northern Virginia right now in Langley, in some Air Force base, some military compound, who is dropping bombs halfway across the world with surgical precision right now. Like, there's somebody who can do that right now. So why wouldn't they be able to have a drone, you know, pick up something at my house and then drop it off to some Amazon warehouse facility? Like, of course they could do that. It would seem like if they couldn't do that, I would be surprised. Anyways, so then I started reading and I was like, oh yeah, like this seems pretty obvious. And then you look at the kind of planes, you know, that they are trying to move people around in with no pilot. Now, I just, like I said a little bit earlier in the show, I've come to the conclusion that I don't really need to be moving fast anywhere. I couldn't imagine what, like, I can imagine the old man that I'm growing into is one who's going to be like, absolutely not. I'm not getting on this pilotless aircraft. And things, people will talk about me as if things have left me behind. But listen, you could say September 27th. Like, I've just made a conscious decision that there's some things that I just don't feel like you just need to move that fast. And if this is going to require volcano energy, I'm worried about that. Like, I was watching this video on octopus today, going into crab traps, eating the crabs and then getting out. And like, we don't know shit about shit. Like, we have a space force and we don't know anything about space. We got Navy and we barely know anything about the ocean. You know, we know more about space, and we know more about space than we do about the ocean. That's crazy, right? Doesn't make any sense. But we need to move around so fast that we have pilotless aircrafts. That doesn't make any sense. I think that we, as a people, just need to slow down a little bit. It's like, where are we going? We should be thinking about what we're running from, you know? With that, listen, we get back, we're going to be talking about the real Gone Girl, which I didn't know was a real story, and it might not be, but this story makes it seem pretty real to me.
Take a page on my book for you, try to come read me. I spent a few years on a road with a map doing dash with a team and shit. Even that couldn't free me. I'm stuck in a cycle of financial ignorance. Seem like my happiness really depend on if I got the money. If not, I'ma get it and shit. That's merch. Put a foot in my shoes for you, judge how I'm stepping, dog. When you you show your true colors. We don't call you fake, we just call that a blessing, dog. We call that redirection and shit, not to mention that shit that you spit should've came with a pension. Don't take no offense, cause you had a good run, it just sound like the end of it. Farewell.
I've been riding around the town, roof down, cause it's hot. Gotta hurry, ills, dirty 12, lurking on the block. We ain't worried though. I said riding round the town, roof down, cause it's hot. Got my 30 Curry jersey, ops lurking on the fly. We ain't worried though.
We ain't worried for real, hold on. Hey,
we ain't worried.
Yeah, look, was born in the north. Either you shoot or play sports. Niggas got stencil, niggas got what? They throw up utensils, huh? What? See niggas throwing up forks, I did a retort. Had to get it, I moved out south on my own. I'm running through the sip, got a pole, cause I still got like 40 blocks to go. But I'm never worried. Made it happen, said Brody moved Yerkes and potions and oxys and addies. He even had 30s, was trying to stay clean, but somehow I got dirty. I grew up way too fast, at 17 I moved like I was 30. And this Glock of 17, but it grew up too fast, it hold like 30.
I've been riding around the town, roof down, cause it's hot. Gotta hurry, ills, dirty 12. Lurking on the block, we ain't worried though. We ain't worried. I said riding round the town, roof down, cause it's hot. Got my 30 Curry jersey, ops lurking on the block, we ain't worried though. We ain't worried.
I mean, worry about what? Drinking more water, stacking Burrata, Kuna Matata, ayy. Smoke out the back of a 6-4 Impala, plotting on dollars, zipping that way since we doubled up polo collars. Niggas just high-key hating. Stay on the base clef, low-key problems. Keep the shit straight, can't chase it. We keep a flyery fragrance, mirrors and cases. Smoke, we pace it, though. Miss one next 15, one coming, that's basic, though. Motherfuckers think we racing, though. Motherfuckers can't run with us, couple of them ones with us. Watch niggas be patient, though.
We ain't worried about it, man.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. Thanks for tuning in. So if you haven't heard, honestly, I don't know why I waited so long. I was like looking at my notes and I was like, oh, what am I? I was like, oh, damn. Why did I wait so long to get to this? So yesterday, Twitter going kind of nuts because I guess they found out that Rachel Dolezal has an OnlyFans. And it is not shocking to me because I feel like on a consistent weekly basis, talked about people having second jobs, second full-time jobs. Some people are out here getting it. Some people are out here shaking it. You know what I mean? Some people are making it shake. Rachel Dolezal apparently has an OnlyFans. I talk about all the things I waste money on, not spending $10 on that. But from Twitter's reaction, I find hilarious because you would assume it would have been unanimously one way people were talking about it, but it was not that way, which made me curious, but not curious enough, there's lines I won't cross for myself, just personally, you know? Some people should probably institute that into their own daily values, but they don't. There was a white comic who's fired after allegedly using nigger performing on a Carnival cruise and got exposed on social media. Like, I was at a comedy show a few months ago, where a comic had this really, really dumbass, dumb racist joke. And it was like, I can't even like, I can't even do the joke because you won't understand, because that's how terrible it was. But basically, he was like, you know, when you see a black person, and there was a lot of black people in this room, not usual for Vancouver, so I don't know if he was like, wow, I just normally hits. But he was like, and we were all like, whoa, you know, people do that, whoa. And the host was like, let's let him finish. Let's see where he's going with this. And he just went deeper and deeper and deeper. And that's how I understand. I'm like, listen, that's probably how this went. Like, this guy's on Carnival Cruise. I feel like you're on Carnival Cruise, white comedian, young white dude. He's like in what he felt to be was a safe space. And he found out that he was mistaken. Now, I wonder when they fired him, like, do they come and get you right then? Because I saw in the show Hacks, you know, I like that show. You should check that show out on HBO. Hacks is a great show. She got fired on a cruise and they got her ass off the boat immediately. Now, I wonder, like, this guy is a nobody. And, like, that show, obviously, that woman was famous. This guy is a nobody. Like, I wonder, do you have to just walk around the boat for the rest of the rest of the sailing and just people just shaking their head at you? You know, maybe you get a few daps from some people on the low, because I feel like, you know, that's definitely happening. Like, there's definitely people there who want to bring him in. But, like, you know, publicly, just got to shake their head. Like, I just couldn't imagine walking around like that. Like, do they stop treating you like the talent and start treating you like the help? Because I know what goes down on those cruise ships. It's kind of wild. If you don't know what goes down on those cruise ships, you should find someone who has worked on a cruise ship, and then you should ask them about it, because I'm sure that that person has some tremendous stories. With that being said, my story is for you, and until next week, we do this every Tuesday, 10 to 11. Tune in next Tuesday, 8 to 10, to listen to Crimes and Treasons, and then you listen to me right after. You got a whole Tuesday night. Go check out some movies at VIFF. Go submit your band to the Shindig. Listen, go out and enjoy the weather while we still have a planet Earth, and have a good night. Have a safe night. Look both ways before you cross the street. I'm out.
You're listening to Planet Flowstone. It's so